The first day of the blessed month of Tut, the feast of El Nairuz, beginning of the blessed Coptic year. Today is the beginning of the blessed Coptic new year. It is necessary to keep it a holy day with full purity and chastity. Let us start a new demeanor, as St. Paul the Apostle said, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation." These words are from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 and 18. And Isaiah the prophet says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." And that is from Isaiah 61, verses 1 and 2. And David the prophet says, "You crown the year with your goodness, and your paths drip with abundance," which is Psalm 65, verse 11. We ask our God to keep us without sin and help us to act accordingly to his will with all the intercessions of the pure Saint Mary and all the martyrs and saints. Amen. Also on this day of the first day of the blessed month of Tut, the Church commemorates the martyrdom of St. Bartholomew, the Apostle. St. Bartholomew was one of the 12 disciples of Jesus, and to this Apostle fell the lot to go to the oasis, the great oasis, El Karga, in Egypt. He entered the city with Peter, who sold him as a slave. There he proceeded and preached to the people. He called them to the knowledge of God, after performing before them signs and wonders that amazed their minds. He worked in the vineyards of a rich man, and whenever he trimmed the vine branches, they immediately bore fruit. It happened that the son of the governor of that city died, and Bartholomew the apostle raised him up from the dead. The people believed, and he strengthened them in the knowledge of God. Later on, the Lord Christ, to him is the glory, commanded St. Bartholomew to go to the land of the Berbers and sent St. Andrew, his disciple, to help him. The people of that city were exceedingly wicked and would not accept any of the signs or wonders the disciples performed. Yet the two disciples continued to preach to them and teach them until they entered the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then they appointed priests over the people and built churches for them, and soon after they left. St. Bartholomew went to the cities on the Mediterranean coast, where the inhabitants did not know God. He preached and converted them to the knowledge of God and the belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. He taught them to perform the works which were worthy of Christianity and commanded them to be pure and chaste. When King Agrippa heard of Bartholomew and his works, he was exceedingly enraged and commanded his servants to put him in a sack and to fill the sack with sand and cast it into the sea. And thus did St. Bartholomew, the Apostle of Jesus, win the crown of martyrdom. May his blessings and prayers be with us all, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day in the year 98 AD, St. Milios, the third pope of Alexandria after St. Mark, departed. This saint was enthroned in the 15th year of the reign of Domitian, the emperor of Rome, who was the son of Vespasian, also emperor of Rome, and 55 years after the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. Malleus guarded and pastured the flock of Christ well for 12 years and departed in peace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, the church commemorates the prophet Job and his washing. As we know, the devil is very envious of God and is always trying to turn people away from our Lord. Seeing that Job was a very righteous man, the devil said to God that someone like Job is righteous only when he is happy and things are going well for him. To prove his point, the devil asked God to allow him to destroy everything in Job's life, and then God would see how faithful or lack of faith his children really had. But God knows what is in our hearts and what the future holds, and so he allowed the devil to destroy all that Job held dear. Within one day, Job lost all of his sons and daughters, and all of his cattle and all other wealth were destroyed. And then the devil struck Job with leprosy that covered him from his head to his feet. During all of this suffering, Job did not speak against the Lord. Concerning the loss of his children, he said, "The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord," which is from Job 1, verse 21. Even Job's wife and friends urged him to speak against God, but Job would not, saying only, "Shall indeed we accept good from God, and shall we not accept adversity?" Which is Job 2, verse 10. Job remained sick for 30 years, with his faith and love in God never changing. Finally, God instructed Job to wash in water, and he was instantly healed of his sickness. And God doubled the wealth he once had, and gave him many more sons and daughters. Job lived to be a very old age, and he died peacefully. As the Bible says of Job, "There is none like him on earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil." May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. The departure of Pope Marcus V, the 98th Patriarch of the See of St. Mark. On this day, the Church also commemorates Pope Marcus V, the 98th Pope of Alexandria, who departed in the year 1619 AD. This honored father was well educated in all the ecclesiastical subjects, canons, and laws of the Church. Many hardships befell this pope from some of his people because of the personal status laws concerning family and marriage. This honored pope went on a pastoral visit to his people in Upper Egypt and in Jerusalem. When God decided it was time for Andromachus to know peace, Andromachus departed. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.